This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. I welcome my dear brothers and sisters in Al-Islam bi-idhnillahi ta'ala to another one of our short bites dealing with the topic the Muslim in this beautiful month of Ramadan and one's identity. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we are all Muslim, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, it is the bond, it is the glue of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah which binds us. Yes, we might come from different backgrounds. Yes, we might even dress differently. You go to the masjid today, walhamdulillah, you find our brothers and sisters from across the globe in your local masjid. You have a brother from Somalia, you have another brother from Eritrea, you have someone from India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, walhamdulillah. You have the entire different colors all in your masjid. But brothers and sisters, what is that glue that binds every single one of us? It's La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. We are Muslim before we are Wahhabi or Salafi or Shia or Qadiri or Chisti or Shafi'i or Hanafi or whatever else. We have all agreed upon the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Brothers and sisters, and this word, this kalima, these words, they are heavy on the scale. Yawm al-Qiyamah, La ilaha illallah would be brought, it would be put into the scale and it would outweigh other matters. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, never underestimate the weight of this La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. You are on Hajj and you find a brother next to you. He might be Bosnian, he might be Chinese. And then both of you get into a conversation. You don't understand Chinese nor Bosnian. And you speak to him for maybe an hour. Subhanallah. How is your country? How are the Muslims there? How many masajid, etc., etc., we ask. And then you come back to the hotel room. Your wife says to you, where have you been? You said, I was talking to this Chinese Muslim or this Bosnian Muslim. 1 hour conversation, he does not know English. You do not know Chinese nor Bosnian, but you communicated, subhanallah. What was the bond? What was the glue between both of you? None other than La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. So brothers and sisters, the first identity that we have is this La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Then yes, no doubt, within your ethnicity, within your race, background, within the place that you came from, your nationality, whatever it might be, there might be other common denominators between you and such people. So you have, for example, the Malays, you have, for example, the Indians, you have, for example, the Sunnis, walhamdulillah, you have the Shafi'is and the Hanafis, and all of this, ya mashallah, you know, brings variety to the table, walhamdulillah. But we must never allow the fact that I am Hanafi or you are Shafi'i or this one's this or that one's that to break La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. One of the mashayikh in his masjid, there were these brothers fighting over Salatul Taraweeh. One jama'ah wanted to pray 20 rak'ahs of Taraweeh and 3 witr. The other group, they wanted to pray 8 as Taraweeh and 3 as witr, or 10 as Taraweeh and 3 as witr. And they are fighting and arguing, subhanallah. He asked them, brothers, what is the ruling with regards to Salatul Taraweeh? They all said that Salatul Taraweeh is something which is recommended. It's not a wajib act of the deen. He says to them that, subhanallah, what's the ruling with regards to brotherhood? They all said it's an obligation. Subhanallah, he said to them that why do you people want to sacrifice something which is an obligation in attainment of something which is a sunnah? Whoever wants to pray such and such, pray such and such. Whoever wants to pray the other number, pray the other number. But when you are in this masjid and outside of this masjid, then you are brothers to one another. Al-Muslim, Akhul Muslim. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, the identity of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Rasulullah. You had from amongst the Sahaba, Bilal radiallahu anhu, the Abyssinian. You had Suhaib, as he was called, the Rumi, not because he was necessarily Roman, but rather because he worked in the lands of the Romans. You had Salman al-Farisi, you had the rich, you had the poor. What binded every single one of them? What put them together? None other than La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Our Nabi Muhammad ibn Abdullah, salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi, in battle, and Usama with him. And Usama kills that individual in battle after he had said La ilaha illallah. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Usama, أَقَتَلْتَهُ بَعْدَ أَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Did you kill him after he had said لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ? Usama says, Ya Rasulullah, he only said this to save his life. It was not out of certainty. It was not out of his true belief. He only said it to save his life in this battle. Our Nabi of mercy, Nabi of justice, what did he say? أَقَتَلْتَهُ بَعْدَ أَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Did you kill him after he said لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ? Did you open up his heart? Did you see, look into his heart, that he only said it to save his life? In this world, brothers and sisters, we judge by the apparent. And apparently this man, he said the words which should have saved his life and saved his honor, saved his dignity and his property. Brothers and sisters, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, our Nabi Muhammad ibn Abdullah, salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi, when he went up on the Mount of Safa and he called the people to La ilaha illallah, his family members, he invited them and he says to them that I will not be able to avail you before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you do not identify yourself with La ilaha illallah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, he even said with regards to his beloved daughter Fatima that if she does not enter into the fold, he will not be able to avail her, assist her in the hereafter. In the dunya, ask whatever you want, I will provide, but in the hereafter, I will not be able to avail you. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, these words, La ilaha illallah, they have moved mountains, they have moved nations, they have given hope to the destitute, they have given hope to those who found no other hope. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, our brothers and sisters, past and present, when they were down, when they were out, where people thought and they themselves at times lost hope, subhanallah, or were on the verge of losing hope, it was none other than La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, which gave them that hope that they required, that they needed. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, increase your dhikr of La ilaha illallah, increase your dhikr of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. We identify ourselves in this world as Muslims. When we were born, the first thing that was said in our ears was what? Was the adhan. The adhan which has the testification of La ilaha illallah. And similarly, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability that on our deathbed, we also say La ilaha illallah. فَمَنْ كَانَ آخِرْ كَلَامِهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever his last words are La ilaha illallah, then he will enter into paradise. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, as one of the scholars, he said, when we entered the world, we heard it first. And when we pass away, we want to say it last. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us true followers of La ilaha illallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bond between us with La ilaha illallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khair and barakah. Hayyakumullah. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.